where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Temperatures will climb across Sarnia Lambton this afternoon as a hot and humid air mass moves across southwestern Ontario. A high of 31 degrees Celsius is expected today with overnight low temperatures near 21. Temperatures close to 40 are expected when you factor in the humidity. A bit of relief from the heat is expected tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms possible. Lambton Public Health is reminding us to drink plenty of cool liquids, keep cool by dressing for the weather and spending more time in a cool place. Never leave anyone, including pets, in a parked car, and check on family members, neighbors, persons with disabilities, and those with chronic illnesses daily to make sure they're keeping cool and hydrated. TransAlta says neighbors may notice periods of increased steam venting and noise for the next few hours. The company reported through Sarnia Lambton Alerts this morning that it was conducting a maintenance activity at its facility on Vital Street. The latest consumer price index report may be welcome news for Canadians struggling to make ends meet. Inflation continued to decelerate last month to 2.7%. The Bank of Canada said it was looking for more signs inflation would slow down before announcing a cut to its key lending rate. The City of Sarnia is conducting annual hydrant testing over the next 2 weeks. The work ensures the water delivery system and hydrants are in working order. Residents are advised to run cold tap water for 10 to 15 minutes if you experience any discoloration in your water. The Lambton Works Center will be hosting an open house tomorrow. The public will be able to learn about services and the programs offered. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs until noon at the Lambton Shared Services Center on Lochiel Street. And the second annual Youth Makers Expo will be held on July 13th. Sarnia Lambton Rebound is encouraging young artisans and crafters to get their vendor applications in soon. Fund Development and Marketing Coordinator Madison Fisher says there were about 22 vendors last year and about 100 to 200 people went through the doors.
We had a great turnout and the vendors did incredibly well. They were able to sell their stuff. They were able to promote their business. It was such a fantastic day. Honestly, probably my favorite event Rebound has ever done and I've been a part of.
The Youth Makers Expo will be at St. Luke's Church and Rebound, which is at the intersection of Wellington Street and Indian Road North. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon with the chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm, high of 31 or 88, humidex at 37, partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 21. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.